Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
As cunning as a fox is a common phrase associated with our bushy-tailed friends, but did you know that aside from being cunning, foxes are also very curious creatures? Well, this is something our next guest learned firsthand when he had an interesting interaction with a fox just over last weekend. And due to his photography skills, he was able to capture beautifully in a video which has now gone viral on TikTok. Daniel Files, you're very welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me. Very good, thank you.
Wildlife and nature photographer. You're out and about often with your camera. So first of all, tell us about the viral video and just describe it to people about your recent encounter with a fox. I've seen it. It's stunning.
Thank you very much. Very, very unexpected. I was down in a field in County Cork and I saw dozens of swallows flying over this field.
And just to describe the field, is like barley field, I think.
It's a barley field. It's running down a sloping hill and I'm looking at these tractor tracks that are running the length of the field.
So basically the barley is flattened with two tracks so you can see right down the middle of the barley. So exactly. It's almost, it looks picture postcard actually.
Exactly, that was the whole idea. It was perfect light, golden hour, and these swallows were flying over and back. So the goal was to try and get photos of these swallows. And I'm standing in one of the tracks looking down the field and I could see something moving and I looked through the lens and it's a fox and he's coming up towards me. So my heart starts beating out of my chest and I lie down on my belly in one of the tracks and this fox starts getting closer and closer. He was about 250 metres away at the start and the closer he got to me, the faster he started coming. He could eventually start hearing the shutter of the camera clicking. I don't know if he thought that was an animal, a mouse or something, but every time I clicked the shutter, he started sprinting at me. He got up to about 4, maybe 5 metres away from me and then eventually saw me and ran off.
Wow. Wow.
So completely unexpected.
And you actually, in that beautiful way, you had the presence of mind, God rest your youth, brilliant, to jump up and record your reaction, which was, you were so buzzed up by it.
Yeah, sometimes if I'm out and I'll get something like that, I'll send a video to friends or my girlfriend or my brothers, anyone who would kind of know exactly how buzzed I am about it. And my first reaction was, I was looking around to see, did anyone else see it? Because my parents were up behind me and nobody saw it. So I took the camera out, took the phone out and recorded my reaction and sent it off to a few friends. But I'm not big on TikTok now. This is the first one that now has kind of snowballed. But I thought I might make a nice video to show people how much it meant, that reaction to seeing a fox that close, that.
And, just to describe it to the listener as well, what you've done is you have this obviously beautiful quality photographs of the fox looking straight into your lens with barley either side of him on the flat track, getting closer and closer. And then you can see the hazel colour of the fox's eyes.
Yeah.
Beautiful picture. And you've sliced that into the video of your reaction.
Yeah, I sliced in, I think the first photo, he was pretty much at the end of the field where I first saw him. And then I cut in photos of him gradually getting closer.
So the video is up to 500, is it above 500,000 views?
I think it's just in the last few minutes, it's probably just about hit 500,000 views, yeah.
Wild. Congratulations, I guess.
Thank you very much.
And particularly you're starting out in your wildlife nature photography career, so this is a pretty good, nice little
very
break.
Very much so, yeah.
Do you know much about foxes?
I do, yeah. I've always had a love for the outdoors, nature. My granddad was a farmer, so anytime I was down with him on his farm, he was out telling us about foxes or badgers or whatever nature might be around us. So I know a lot now about Irish nature especially.
So why would the fox come that close? I thought they were normally quite fearful. I was just telling the guys upstairs, during COVID I was doing a show in the Department of Health called Ireland on Call, and I had to walk home and the streets were empty and the only thing I would see were foxes. And
yeah.
I came out onto Baggot Street once and there was a massive fox. It was like an Alsatian. It was a male fox.
Yeah,
and it took off the minute it saw me.
They're becoming very, very common now around towns and cities. Urban foxes is the name that's been kind of given to them. The foxes that you'll see in cities are not afraid of people because they know people will give them food. They'll go looking through bins.
Really?
They're usually a bit smaller just because they're a bit more underfed, I suppose. But country foxes, rural foxes, they're a bit bigger, but they're incredibly shy. And if they smell or see or hear a human, they're gone.
So that one that came up to you?
Yeah, incredibly rare to have that.
But they come up because he's basically a cub, is he?
I reckon he's either a young male or he's a vixen that has had pups earlier on in the season because it wasn't exactly the most filled out fox. So I'm guessing it's either a young male that's very inquisitive, very curious, or it's a female that's looking for food, which is why maybe you thought the shutter was an animal squeaking or a mouse squeaking or something like that.
And if it was a young cub, then it's curious because it's still quite naive, isn't that?
Yeah,
I love that idea.
So, very much so, yeah. So they're just as curious as we are about them.
So how did you get into this photography, wildlife photography?
It completely started as a hobby. I'm only doing this since 2019, then COVID hit in 2020, which gave me more time than I needed, and it's kind of snowballed from there. I've been lucky. I've been down to South Africa. I did my college placement down there for 2 months, so I have some amazing stories from down there. But Ireland as well, I work with Dunsany Nature Reserve. I'm the official photographer for them. So anytime I was looking for an excuse to get out with camera, I was down the road to Dunsany and taking photos of all the wildlife that they have in there.
So you're the official photographer there. Oh, wow. But you studied marine biology?
Yes, that's right. So I did freshwater and marine biology in Galway. So I was there in just before COVID as well. So I definitely would have brought the camera down with me to college as well. So any off days or evenings, I would have gone out there as well.
And what does your role in Dunsany involve? Like, you're down there that you're capturing all the... Are they putting in the books for people or online or where? What do they do?
Basically, any animals that we have there that might be a bit rare, it's kind of my job to go try and get photos of them, prove that they're there. One of the ones that comes to mind firstly is the woodpeckers, which they were extinct in Ireland up until about the early 2000s. And I've now had the license to photograph and film them at their nest for 2 years.
Wow.
So
listen, people are
back.
Jumping up and down here. How can we see the video, they're asking? Well, obviously on TikTok, you are at DF Wild.
Yeah, it's the same on Instagram as well. I've put it up there for
so DF for Daniel Files Wild, at DF Wild. But you also have a website, dfwild.com.
Yes, exactly.
So people can see your work there.
I've got everything from my photos from Dunsany, my photos from South Africa. I've recently come back from Southeast Asia, and now I also do underwater photography as well.
Wow. I can't wait to see it now. I'm jumping on straight away. Listen, the very best to look for it. So if people want to see it, it's on TikTok and Instagram at DF Wild, or of course, just go straight to Daniel's website, Daniel Files, dfwild.com. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having
me. Absolute pleasure. And do make sure you look it up because the photographs are absolutely stunning. Thanks for this morning. Claire's up after the news. Have a lovely day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.